Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Scripture Stories books, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along with you too. If you remember, last week we read the story of Captain Moroni and the title of Liberty. A wicked man named Amalickiah wanted to be king over the Nephites. Many Nephites had left the church to follow him. If Amalickiah became king, he would try to destroy the church of God and take away the people's liberty. When Captain Moroni, the leader of the Nephite armies, heard of Amalickiah's plan to be king, he became angry. Moroni tore his coat to make a flag. On it, he wrote a message to remind the people to defend their religion, freedom, and peace. Moroni put the flag on a pole and called it the title of liberty. Then, dressed in his armor, he knelt to pray. He asked God to protect those who believed in Jesus Christ and prayed for freedom in the land, calling it a land of liberty. Moroni went among the people. Waving the title of liberty, he called them to come and help protect their freedom. People came from all over the land. They promised to obey God's commandments and to fight for freedom. When Amalickiah saw how many Nephites had joined with Moroni, he was afraid. He and his followers left to join the Lamanites. Moroni and his army tried to stop them, but Amalickiah and a few of his men escaped. Moroni placed a title of liberty on every tower in the Nephite land. The Nephites had kept their freedom and again had peace. We also read Kingmen versus Freemen. Some Nephites wanted the chief judge, Pahoran, to change some of the laws. When Pahoran refused, the people became angry and wanted to remove Pahoran as the chief judge. They wanted to have a king, not judges. Called kingmen, they hoped that one of them would become king and have power over the people. The Nephites who wanted to keep Pahoran as chief judge were called freemen. They wanted to be free to live and worship as they chose. The people voted between the freemen and the kingmen. Most of them voted for the freemen. At the same time, Amalickiah was gathering a large army of Lamanites to attack the Nephites. When the kingmen heard that the Lamanites were coming, they were pleased and refused to help defend their country. Captain Moroni was angry with the kingmen for not fighting. He had worked hard to keep the Nephites free. He asked the governor for the power to make the kingmen either fight the Lamanites or be put to death. When the governor Pahoran gave Moroni this power, Moroni led his army against the kingmen. Many kingmen were killed. Some were put into prison. The rest agreed to help defend their country against the Lamanites.
We are as the army
children, please turn to Book of Mormon Stories, Chapter 34, Helaman and the 2,000 Young Warriors.
The people of Ammon had promised God that they would never fight again.
They lived near the Nephites, and the Nephites protected them.
When enemies of the people of Ammon attacked the Nephites, the people of Ammon wanted to break their promise and help the Nephites fight.
Helaman and the other Nephite leaders did not want the people of Ammon to break the promise to God.
The young sons of the people of Ammon had not made the promise. They wanted to help the Nephite army fight for freedom.
2,000 of these young men chose to defend their country. They asked Helaman to be their leader.
These young men were valiant, brave, and strong. They were also honest and trustworthy, and they kept the commandments of God.
Helaman led his 2,000 young warriors into battle. He called them his sons, and they called him their father.
Although the sons of Helaman had never fought, they were not afraid. Their mothers had taught them to have faith in God and to know that he would help them.
Helaman and his army fought several battles against the Lamanites. These young men obeyed all of Helaman's orders.
They fought bravely and helped drive the enemy away. After the battle, Helaman found that all his sons had been hurt, but not one had been killed.
It was a miracle. Helaman was very happy. He knew that these young men had been protected because of their great faith in God.
Okay, wonderful. So what promise or covenant had the parents of the 2,000 young warriors made? What promise did they make? Yeah, what do you think, Rebecca?
That they wouldn't kill anyone again.
Okay, good. What did they think about breaking this promise or covenant? Yeah, Caitlin.
They thought it was bad to break a promise that you made.
Okay. Why is that a bad thing to break a promise that you've made? Yeah, Sydney.
Because if you break a promise, then you don't keep the promise with you.
Okay. Wonderful. Good. Mason, why is it important to keep our promises?
So that we can live with Heavenly Father again.
Okay. Good. Why do you think, Rebecca, why do you think it's important to especially keep our promises and covenants with our Heavenly Father?
If you say a promise, then the other people will think you will do it, but then you actually didn't.
Okay. All right. So why would that be important? I'll ask Joseph as well. Why do you think it's important to keep our covenants and promises, especially with Heavenly Father?
Because he's relying on us.
Okay, so he's relying on us. He's relying on us to make good decisions, right? Because we want to return to live back with him. So why do you think Helaman didn't want the people of Ammon to help fight the Lamanites? Why would Helaman not want them to break that covenant? Yeah, Rebecca.
Then they wouldn't be keeping the commandments.
Okay, they wouldn't be keeping the commandments. Good. So do you remember who they made the covenant with? Who they made the covenant with to not fight? Yeah, Caitlin.
Heavenly Father.
Okay, they made it with Heavenly Father. All righty. And that makes it all the more important, right? So why did the 2,000 young men decide to fight? Joseph.
Because they were the one that didn't make the promise.
Okay, so they hadn't made the covenant. They hadn't made the promise, so they could. Sydney, what do you think?
That they fought because they didn't make the promise, and they were also keeping their parents' promise.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Great answer. Rebecca, what were you going to say?
They did it because they want to do what their parents asked them.
Okay, so they were being obedient to their parents as well. So what were these young men like? What were these 2,000 young warriors like? Could anybody describe them to me? Sydney.
Valiant, brave, and strong.
Ah, valiant, brave, and strong. Yes, excellent. What do you think, Rebecca?
Honest.
Good. I would believe they were honest as well. Yes. Caitlin.
Honest and truthful.
Honest and truthful. Excellent. Gabe, what do you think? What were the 2,000 young warriors like?
They kept the commandments.
Oh, that's really important. Yes. So they kept the commandments. So why do you think Helaman called all 2,000 of his young warriors sons? How come he called them his sons? Caitlin, what do you think?
Because he was in charge of them.
Okay. He was in charge of them?
They called him his father.
Okay, why did they call him their father, Sydney?
Because he was like a father and a good example.
Okay, he was a good example and like a father, Joseph.
Because he loved them like a father.
Excellent. How would you describe your father? What do you think, Caitlin?
He's a hardworking man.
Hardworking. Okay, I think Helaman was probably the same, I would believe. Yes, Gabe.
Fun and playing with?
Okay, excellent. So you like to play with your dad. Excellent. Joseph?
Loving.
Loving. Wonderful. Sydney?
Loving and funny person.
Loving and funny person. Okay. What word would you use, Rebecca, to describe your dad?
He likes to play games with us.
Okay. All right. Yes, Caitlin?
A person that makes you feel like home.
Okay. Wonderful. So a person that makes you feel like home. And I liked, one of you said your father is a great example to you as well. I think that Helaman was a good example as well. And that's probably one of the reasons why they called him their father. So how do your parents help you have the courage and faith to meet challenges? Yeah, Caitlin.
You pray.
Okay. All right. So you pray to help have that faith and courage to meet challenges. What else can you do to meet challenges? Joseph?
Read the scriptures.
Okay, read the scriptures. Excellent. What did their mothers teach them? What did the 2,000 young warriors' mothers teach them? Sydney?
That Heavenly Father will be with you every step of the way.
Okay. So why were the young warriors not afraid to go in and fight? Yeah,
because they knew Heavenly Father would help them and help them.
Okay. They knew Heavenly Father would help them. Sydney?
And that they had faith.
Oh, they had faith. They had faith in Heavenly Father and that they would be protected, right? So, why is it important to follow all the counsel of your leaders and parents? Mason, I'm going to ask you that.
You want to be like your parents because they have made some covenants with God and they're trying to teach you to follow God.
Okay, excellent. Wonderful. Thank you, Sydney.
Because they're a good example to you and they're trying to show you things that you need to know.
Okay. They're a good example to you. That's very, very true. So did these 2,000 young warriors follow their mother's counsel, their parents' counsel? Yes, I think they did. So how was their great faith and courage rewarded? Sydney?
Because Heavenly Father helped them.
He helped them. Excellent.
Caitlin. It was rewarded tons.
It was rewarded tons. Excellent. How was it rewarded, Gabe?
None of them was killed.
Okay. Can you imagine that? Out of 2,000, not one of them was killed. Wow. Yes, Sydney?
They were protected.
They were definitely protected. Yes, Caitlin?
Heavenly Father was watching over them.
Okay. I know that as we follow the teachings and examples of our parents and leaders, they will guide us to be happy and safe. You are listening to Scripture Stories. Now let's turn to chapter 35, Captain Moroni and Pahoran.
Captain Moroni was happy to hear that Helaman and his army had taken back much of the Nephite land from the Lamanites.
But Helaman and his army needed help.
They did not have enough soldiers to defend so many cities.
Captain Moroni wrote a letter to Pahoran, the chief judge and governor.
He asked Pahoran to send more soldiers to help Helaman's army.
The Lamanites attacked a Nephite city that Helaman had taken back.
They killed many Nephites and chased the rest from the city.
Angry with the government leaders because they had not sent help, Moroni wrote another letter to Pahoran.
Captain Moroni wrote that many people had been killed because Pahoran had not sent more soldiers.
If Pahoran did not quickly send men and food, Moroni would take his army to Zarahemla and take what his army needed.
Soon Moroni received a letter from Pahoran.
He was very sad that Moroni and his armies were suffering.
Pahoran told Moroni that a group of wicked Nephites called Kingmen did not want him to be chief judge.
They had forced him and his supporters out of Zarahemla.
Pahoran added that he was gathering an army to try and take back Zarahemla.
The Kingmen had chosen a king to be their leader and joined the Lamanites.
Pahoran was not angry at what Moroni had written. He wanted the Nephites to be free too.
He asked Moroni to bring a few men to help him, and said that if Moroni gathered more men along the way, the combined army could take back Zarahemla.
So let's stop there a minute and let's talk about what we've read so far, okay? Why did Helaman and his army need help? Sydney?
Because the army was getting hurt and wasn't winning and dying.
Okay, so there were men dying. All right. Caitlin?
They were suffering.
Okay, that's a good enough reason. Gabe?
They needed men and food.
They needed men and food. They definitely did. They needed a lot of help. So who was Pahoran? Can anybody tell me who Pahoran was? Rebecca?
The chief judge.
Okay, all right. Caitlin?
And the governor.
The governor. And what did Captain Moroni ask Pahoran to do? Sydney, what did he ask Pahoran to do?
To bring men and food, or they would come and take what they needed.
Okay, so why was Captain Moroni angry with Pahoran? What happened?
He sent Pahoran a lot of notes, and he didn't respond back.
Okay, so what happened because he didn't respond back? What happened to the armies? Yeah, go ahead.
They kept dying.
Okay, so they kept dying. They kept getting defeated. Caitlin?
They suffered even more than they were before.
Okay, so why didn't Pahoran send help to Helaman's army as Captain Moroni had asked him to do? Sydney?
Because they kicked him out of his kingdom and he couldn't do anything about it. He was trying his hardest, though.
Okay, so he actually was trying his hardest, right? Gabe, can you tell me who kicked Pahoran out of his judgment seat?
The Kingmen.
The Kingmen. Okay, who did the Kingmen join after they kicked him out of his judgment seat? Yeah,
the
Joseph.
The Lamanites.
They joined the Lamanites, that's right. So what was Pahoran trying to do about the Kingmen? Sydney, what was he trying to do?
He was trying to take Zarahemla back.
Okay, so he wanted to take Zarahemla back. Gabe, what were you going to say?
He was gathering an army to try to take Zarahemla back.
Okay. All right, I want to hear it from you, Rebecca. What was he trying to do?
He was trying to take the Lamanites' power away.
Okay, so he wanted to bring the power back to the righteous Nephites. Excellent. Caitlin?
He tried to get enough people to take back Zarahemla.
Okay. So you mentioned that Moroni sent the letter to Pahoran. So how do you think Pahoran felt when he received Captain Moroni's angry letter? How do you think that made him feel? Sydney?
Sad.
Sad. I would think so, too. Gabe, how do you think that letter made him feel? The angry letter from Moroni made Pahoran feel?
Sad, because he couldn't send more help.
Okay. Okay, was it Pahoran's fault he couldn't send more help?
No.
How come?
Because he got kicked out of the city, and then all his men joined the Kingmen.
Okay, all right. So even though Captain Moroni was angry at him, why do you think that Pahoran didn't take offense? What does that mean, to take offense? Can anybody tell me what that means?
Which offense? The one with when the team has the ball, or?
Hey, that could be a different offense. Excellent. What else do you guys think? Sydney, what do you think that means?
Not get angry.
To not get angry, I think that's exactly what it means. So what did Pahoran do instead of take offense at Captain Moroni's letter? What did he do? Sydney?
He sent another note saying, "I'm sorry, I'm trying my best."
Okay, so he sent a note back saying, "I'm sorry, I couldn't respond, right? I'd been kicked out of my seat." So when someone is either angry at you or hurts your feelings, what can you do to not take offense? Just like Pahoran did. Gabe, what do you think?
I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Okay. So you can just say, sorry, I can't take offense. I won't take offense. I won't get mad. Yes, Sydney.
You be nice to them.
Okay. So you can be nice to them back. So if somebody gets angry at you or hurts you, what can you do to not take offense, Sydney?
You can understand why they're mad at you.
Okay, so try to understand what makes them so mad. Okay, excellent answer. Wonderful. Mason, what do you think? When someone's either angry at you or hurts your feelings, how can you not take offense?
Just by walking away.
Okay, great. So you could walk away from the situation. You don't have to get mad at all. Joseph?
By forgiving them.
By forgiving them. Excellent. Wonderful. What were you going to say, Caitlin?
By forgiving them and walking away.
Okay. By forgiving them and walking away. What were you going to say, Gabe?
By saying that I won't do that.
Okay.
That I won't get mad.
That you won't get mad. Okay. And you know, Jesus set us the best example of that, right? By forgiving and by continuing on. So how did Pahoran ask Captain Moroni for help? Gabe?
He wrote a letter and sent it to him that if he gathered more people and sent people there, then he could fight back and get back his seat. Then he could send more people back out there to help him.
Excellent. That's exactly what he did. Sydney?
He sent a note saying, if you can try to send more army people out, then we can try to get your Zarahemla back.
Okay. Let's continue reading and see what happens.
Captain Moroni was happy that Pahoran was still loyal to his country and still wanted freedom for his people.
With a few of his men, Moroni went to meet Pahoran. He carried the title of Liberty, and thousands of men joined them along the way.
The combined armies of Moroni and Pahoran marched against Zarahemla.
They killed the king of the wicked Nephites and captured his men.
Moroni then sent food and 12,000 soldiers to help the Nephite armies.
These armies drove the Lamanites out, and there was peace again in the land.
So why was Captain Moroni happy again with Pahoran? What made him happy again? Gabe?
He sent food and soldiers to help him fight.
Okay. Why was he mad at first? One more time. Why was he mad at Pahoran first off? Gabe?
He was having to suffer because he didn't have any men or food.
Okay. And he probably thought that Pahoran was ignoring him, right? He wasn't answering his letters or anything. What did Captain Moroni do to gather more men for his army?
On his way somewhere, he just collected some.
Okay, so
he
gathered
was traveling.
Men while he was traveling? All right. Yes, Sydney.
He carried the title of Liberty.
Okay, we read about the title of Liberty previously. What was the title of Liberty? Let me ask Rebecca.
It was the flag that he made that said, in memory of our God, our religion and freedom and our peace, our wives and our children.
Okay, excellent. Joseph, what was the flag made of?
It was made out of his coat.
It was made out of his coat. All right. Why was it made out of his coat? Sydney?
Because that was like the only thing he had.
Okay. All righty. So he made it out of his coat, and it was to defend the religion, freedom, and peace, right? So what happened after Captain Moroni and Pahoran combined their armies? What happened? Yes, Sydney?
They had enough to fight.
They had enough to fight because, like Mason said, they were gathering people as they went with their title of Liberty, right? So do you think just the armies of Captain Moroni or just the armies of Pahoran would have been strong enough to fight the Kingmen and take back Zarahemla? Separate? I don't think so. What do you think, Caitlin? How come?
Because there's not enough people.
Okay, so they just needed enough people to be together, right, to fight against them. Can you imagine what would have happened if Pahoran had actually taken offense to Captain Moroni's angry letter in the beginning? What would have happened? What do you think, Sydney?
He wouldn't have sent food and army and wouldn't try his best.
Okay. All right. So things pretty much would have kept going downhill, right? Thank you, Joseph.
If he did, they would have lost the city and have to live out there, not in a house for a long time until they built their their own.
All right. So he would have been left alone, right? He would have, just like we talked about, that we had the armies of Captain Moroni and the armies of Pahoran. If they hadn't have combined, if Pahoran would have taken offense that first time and they would have stayed apart, they wouldn't have been able to take back Zarahemla. I know that just like today, if we love one another and do not easily take offense, but forgive one another as Jesus taught, we can have peace in our lives. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all he taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 36, Hagoth, and chapter 37, Nephi and Lehi in prison. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at radio.lds.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org, or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center.
See you next week!